A little reminder that in 2 weeks, our readers will be Jan Beatty, John Rep, Brad Shaw, and Michelle Stoner, who is here tonight. And that on Saturday, May the 13th, the Greater Pittsburgh Festival of Books will be hosting an all-day event, which will include a poetry tent, under, we hope, lovely summer conditions. Gentle breeze, sunshine, God willing. About 20 poets will be reading, many of them folks who have read for the series, who have read in this bookstore, and who are really wonderful. I think they've all got about 15 minutes to read. So it's running from 10 to 5, and I think the first poet is Lynn Emanuel. And this is all free, open to the public, and you can just show up and register right in person. And so we really hope you.
It's at the Pittsburgh Theological Center.
And it is, in fact, not where it was last year. It is at the Pittsburgh Theological Seminary. Thank you, Arlene. And that's in Highland Park on Highland. And I'm going to read, I want to thank Ari for helping us out tonight, doing the intro. Great, Ari, thank you so much. Thank you, Ari, I don't know who's at the front, but I,
Liz.
Who?
Liz.
Liz? Thank you, Liz. All right. And I want to just say, I want to read a poem by Jimmy Savetic. And there are probably people here who never met Jimmy, because we have some new folks here in this community. Jimmy Savetic was the founder of the Pittsburgh of the Hemingway Summer Poetry Series, which began in about 1975 or four, when there was some. There was used to be a year-round, well, a fall to spring series hosted out of the creative writing department. And somebody had to ask, well, who can organize a summer reading series? And after some, you know, conversation, Jimmy, being a sort of a neutral party, was volunteered or volunteered. And he ran it single-handed for something like 40 years. And then maybe 35 years, and then a few years ago, I started helping him with it. And very sad to say, we lost him in 2019. But Jimmy was had an unusual and colorful life. He was a Vietnam veteran. He was an undercover narcotics officer. He was a homicide detective. He was an every day of the week poet. He wrote every day. And he, unfortunately, many of his books are available and they were published. Most of them were published by Bob Ziller. And this is one of them. And I'm going to read one of his poems. And Stefan mentioned God. So here happens a poem titled Another God Poem. And this was in the Post-Gazette some years ago. Not another friend dying, not another killing poem or love poem or drinking poem or another lust poem, another war poem. I want to write about God today, maybe like Francis did hundreds of years ago, how he danced around naked with God, laughing inside his heart. Sometimes I want to be Francis, looking at the sky, talking with birds and wolves. Sometimes I even want to feel the pain of the stigmata and argue with the purity of my soul. But mostly I just love talking with God about how he never has enough time to go fishing or enough time to go to the fights or baseball game or to go to the horse races. I tell him I buy him a beer, but he's always busy. Of course, he's always questioned about earthquakes and floods and tornadoes, even gets blamed for street violence. He told me most of his time is taken up drying tears of mothers that lost their child to madness. I asked him once if he could stop the tears before they fall, turn an upside down frown into a smile. He told me it's more complicated than that. It's the grinding gears of the universe. And one day I'd understand. He did say he does listen to prayer, real prayer. Not I need money prayers, but the prayers of love and pain or distress. Prayers of worry. He told me there are many griefs. Old age, sickness, hard times, vexation of the spirit, sting of disappointments. He said that he has an ear for listening, especially prayers from the heart of innocence. Sometimes he even sends an angel that will ease the hurt. He had to run, but he told me to tell anyone who would listen. He can be found in a glass of water or in the warmth of the sun or giggle of children. You just have to hunt. I asked him before he left, oh God, can you give me the 3-digit number today? I'm not greedy. I only bet a buck. He smiled. That would be dealing off the bottom. And I went, looking at the bright edge of the cloud. When you see that, look forward. Thank you all for coming out. Thank you, Ari, White Whale, all of you. Thank you in Zoom world. And look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks. All good wishes.